Is there a button to switch off my headphones on this?
No, you can turn it up.
Just so I can't hear you anymore.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Hurt.
Are you?
Feeling hurt.
Oh.
I've turned up once again for the tech nerds. You know, so if you're into like gadget product discovery.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Welcome back to Top 5 Gadgets. This is your product discovery podcast.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
I came up with just now.
PDP.
PDP.
Product Discovery Podcast.
Oh, PD. Pedo. Yeah. Pedo.
PD.
Pedo.
PD.
Pedo.
There's PDP.
PD Pete.
PD Pete.
Product Discovery Pete.
That's good.
And PD Adge.
Wow. And you were here for the moment that we came up with it.
The moment it was born. Pete's new nickname. Pedo. Yeah. Pete. Yeah. Pedo Pete.
P. Diddy. Yeah.
He's in the news at the moment. Let's not talk about it.
No, Illuminati.
How's your week been? Good?
It's been really good. Really exciting. Yes. I'll tell you what, I've got into a new problem.
What's the new problem?
Kickstarter. So, you know, I'm a bit of a cheapskate.
New ways to spend money.
I like all the latest stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't want to spend too much money.
Yeah.
Kickstarter is a way around spending too much money.
Okay.
So I've been online shopping. I'll talk about it somewhere in a bit because there is a new problem coming. Yeah.
I'm on board of it though. There's actually a few things in the past I've bought of Kickstarter that are awesome.
Yeah.
Some things that are crap as well.
I hope it's not going to be crap.
It's one of those places that's massively hit and miss. It can be amazing.
It looks amazing.
It can be rubbish.
There's so much stuff though.
I know.
I feel like I'm going down the rabbit hole. I'm right with the latest emerging technology.
Yeah.
That makes me excited.
And for what we cover here, there's some really, it's actually a really cool section. You've got a good mix of like gadgets and like everyday carry kind of stuff. Like the man cave kind of umbrella is fully covered there.
Yeah, I nearly picked up a carabiner that had so many multi-tools on it. I was like, that's kind of impressive.
You didn't buy it? Maybe next
time. I was just trying to figure out, walking around every day with this big clamp on my belt.
I think it would look cool. Why not?
I wasn't sure. I'm not outdoorsy enough for it. That was the problem.
You're not?
No. Shock me. I go outdoors when it's dry.
Yes. Okay.
And this was more like in a Walking Dead scenario, essential.
Absolutely. The most outdoorsy I get, and this may shock everyone from the look of us.
Yeah.
Because they look at us and go,
rugged.
Specimens.
Yeah.
Is in my car with the window down.
Slightly.
Slightly, not too much because I don't like the buffetings.
Waste the aircon.
Yeah.
Heated
seats going
from
straight out the windows.
Yeah.
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 So I'm quite, you know, rugged and outdoorsy like that. That's why I'm always looking for everyday carries.
Kickstarter. That came about this week.
I like it.
In a big way. What else? Well, I'll tell you what else, AJ. A bit of me time. I've been thinking more about ways of pleasuring myself when I'm sat there on my own.
Oh.
So,
I don't know if we can share that, to be honest.
Oh, no, you can. It's about gaming.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. I thought you were talking like more private time.
No. In my private time, I sit there fiddling my thumbs with a handheld.
Yeah, I do the same, actually, in my private time. I like to fiddle myself with a handheld.
Yeah, and I get so much satisfaction from it.
It's shocking. I mean, since, I don't know, maybe I was 14, I've just found that playing with myself is more fun.
Yeah, I can go on for hours as well.
Hours?
Yeah, yeah. I know. It's one of those situations where you go, shall I go into the toilet just for a bit of peace and quiet and play with myself?
Yeah, okay.
But no. Literally, I found myself on the sofa,
right,
laying in bed.
On the train,
yeah. Publicly.
Wow.
You know, with no shame at all, because why should you be ashamed of gaming?
In a cafe?
Yeah, you could do.
Library?
Yeah, just turn the volume down.
Okay, turn the volume down. That's interesting. So you could, with what you've brought, you can literally play with yourself anywhere.
Yeah, and I've spent this week deep diving into personal playing. It's been fun. Yeah. So if you're someone that likes to fum around,
yes,
join us for that.
Yeah, nice.
What else? Okay, fidgets. You know I like the fidgets.
Yes.
Right. Gene
from accounts
is still not talking to me.
Ah, why is that?
I went kind of crazy. These, imagine fidgets that are into the hundreds of pounds.
How much have you spent of our money this week?
7, 6, 9. That's quite a lot.
In the hundreds?
Including the hundreds? Yeah.
In the hundreds?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Over £500 this week?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's been fun.
Expensive show.
I've been enjoying it.
Yeah, okay.
Right. I'll tell you what's happened. Last week, we made 40 pence from affiliate links.
That's going good. That's going well.
And I was like, do you know what the problem is?
What?
Not been spending enough. Spend more to make more.
Remind me again, where did you go to business school? Like, so when things are lean,
yeah,
spend more of the money.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Put right. more in. The audience is there. On YouTube, they're going, do it.
Spend it. Right. Okay.
On Spotify, they're going, they're driving in their car or they're on the toilet.
On the toilet, mainly.
Just spend more money, Pete. And okay. and in order to get more money from affiliate links,
yeah,
I'm spending more money on
What's
stuff.
What's the target for this week? What are we hoping for from affiliate links?
Right. Well,
if last week was 40p, yeah. week before was 30.
Yeah.
It's going well.
I'm hoping we can break the pound mark.
Well, that's a big leap.
Yeah. All we need is people to go, I like what he likes that much. I'm going to buy one. And if they do, it's about 3 pence per sale, something like that. It mounts up quite quickly, though, in the numbers.
So if it's 3 pence per sale and you want to make a pound.
Yeah.
You have to make some sales.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you did the maths there.
Yeah, yeah, I did. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're right,
though. Yeah, some right. sales.
So, but then I went, look, there's over 100,000 people on YouTube. Numbers times 3 pence.
Yes.
Okay.
I get you.
There's that. Yeah. Just spend more. And I've tried to assure Gene, but you know what accountancy people are like?
No.
Numbers. Yeah, it's all numbers. No. And I'm going, don't worry. Trust me on this.
They don't understand the simple joys of thumbing with yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't understand it. That's why they're so uptight.
Look, it between us, well, she sat in her office doing the keyboard.
Whatever it is they do.
Yeah. I don't really know what we pay her for, but that's another conversation.
Yeah.
Well, she's in there. Let me just share with you. I think that the ultimate win here, regardless if they buy stuff and we get paid for it, is I get to keep stuff.
So,
at home, I have to justify everything I spend. Oh, do you really need that? Now I come home with stuff and go, no, it's for work.
I need to learn about this for work.
It's for work.
Do I get to...
You'll get some stuff, yeah.
When is that exactly?
Well, what I was thinking is, you know, the affiliate money.
Yeah.
Last week's affiliate money.
40p.
I'm going to give you 100% of everything that came in.
You're going to give me 40p?
Look, I don't know why you're doing it in a crass way like that. I hate talking about money.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, whatever we made, you can have 100% of it.
40p.
Very crass.
I don't want to seem ungrateful.
But you are coming across that way.
It's just, it seems like you've spent, I don't know, an untold amount on this show.
Mm.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
And I'm getting 40p. I just don't know why I'm here.
Oh,
is it?
This is reminding me of at least, my conversation with Gene in accounts.
Do I at least get to watch you playing with yourself?
Look, do you know what?
Yeah,
you can have a little play. I've been having a play. I'm kind of played out.
Oh, okay.
So you know, in a moment,
yes,
I'll let you have a fiddle. But until then, what I want you to do your little hand fiddles. Show them stuff. Not everyone's listening. Some are watching.
You want me to under the
No. What I want you to do, I'll give you the prompt. We'll then drop down and take a look because we've got multiple cameras here.
Wow, we've really got all the budget.
And then you can do the fiddly stuff.
It's all the budget.
Yeah, spend.
Yeah, two cameras. All right.
What goes out, comes back in. It will work.
In a thousand years.
Just bear with me.
Okay.
I've got in my mind 12 months' time.
Yes.
Right? Just keep investing, and like on Dragon's Den, you know, you go, and so how did you come up with this business idea?
I would love for you to pitch this to Dragon's Den.
Yeah. I mean, so it's a simple idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy loads of stuff I like.
Okay.
In the hope that the people that are like me want to buy it. I've not got a very good deal coming back so far. I'm hoping they'll give me a decent percentage at one point, but right now I'm getting about 3 pence per sale.
Wow.
It's not great. It's not great.
And you want to use the dragon's money to do it?
Yes.
That sounds good.
But imagine how happy Jean would be.
That's not her money.
Well, you know, just keep, bean counter. You keep taking the pennies out. Hmm. Pennies look after the pounds. That's what she always says.
The Scottish are all the same.
Yeah, but I'll be honest, I'm fed up with her anyway.
Should we fire her?
Do you know what she had at lunch? Fish in the microwave.
No.
Stinks in there.
No,
stinks.
No.
Yeah, so for those of you that turned up for a podcast about tech, I apologise. It's been a little bit of a ramble.
It's mainly just about business at the moment.
Let me just tell you, cracking show coming up. I've got, for those kind of PC nerds, I've got a little something for you. Those little shortcut things, you're going to like it. Hold on. I've got a gaming device, a handheld, an emulator, if you will. Ooh. Right? That's pretty cool. Then I went, what else do we like? I like Bluetooth kind of tech.
Nice.
So I've got a kind of RGB kind of clock because RGB is cool.
RGB makes everything right? cooler.
It's also a Bluetooth speaker. You know, it's cool. Right. I'm going to get onto my Kickstarter, but I've also got a fidget that costs way too much money. I find it hard to justify how much money it costs, but I like it.
Okay.
And then I'm going to talk to you about my Kickstarter.
Your Kickstarter?
It's not...
Okay.
I'm an investor now.
You've actually...
Yeah, you know, it's not about just buying gadgets that I like and everyday carries anymore. I've become the businessman.
Wow, you really are.
I've helped...
You're like the Alan Sugar of gadgets.
I've invested into a small startup company.
All right, okay.
You know, I'm not currently watching their stocks and shares or anything like that.
Is it at least more profitable than this company?
They've made over £1 million.
Jeez.
On one product. You know, so they're doing...
Should we make
money.
Our own Kickstarter?
Is from here, AJ, like I said, 12 months time.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, maybe there's a Kickstarter for us.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, we're getting to see so many products. You wait. You'll come up with a cracking idea. I'll cut you in on it about 20%.
So I've got to come up with the idea and you cut me in on it.
Look, you always get lost in the weeds.
I know it sounds crass, just at some point, like...
Yeah, you worry about things too much.
Yeah, true.
There's come up with an idea. I'm going to show you loads of products. 12 months' time, you'll be really knowledgeable. I've invested in you.
Yeah.
When you come back with an idea...
Flying car.
Okay, there you go. Not the best example, but take that example.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to put that on Kickstarter.
Flying shoes.
You'll get 20% of whatever's left once we've deducted all of the costs, dividends to me, that type of thing, anything else that I wish to invest into. And what's left, you're going to get 20% of that. So there's a business eventually for you.
Sounds good. Sounds like...
Opportunity.
Wow.
Opportunity,
thanks.
You know. So hang in there. I'm going to kickstart with the show.
Do it.
I've brought along a PC nerd's dream, AJ.
That sounds like me.
The Seo QWQ. This is a macro programmable keypad. It supports rapid trigger functionality, and that will become more clear as I go through some of the specs. It's available in black and white, and at first look, you'll see you get 3 Helios linear switches, a knob, a 1-inch display. Flip it over and you'll see the USB-C at the rear, and on the underneath, there's 2 grippy pads with a bit of a spec list there for you. The standout stats are it's 8,000 hertz. Now, just for context, a mouse is around about 1,000 hertz. This device is fast. For setup, everything you need to install, the firmware, the software, all of that instructions are from the box. Once you're all set up, you can get each key doing exactly what you want, and there's tons of tutorials online. So just check out the Seo site or go for a deep dive across YouTube and you'll find loads of functionality. What you have here is a high-tech budget option of, yes, as AJ suggested, the Wooting device, the UWOO. So the UWU, here we have the QWQ. Anyway, in the box, you get a manual, USB-C cable, the device, and the recommended retail is about £35. But we found a cracking deal for you online, and all you need to do is drop below the video and hit on the link.
Amazing. Okay, so I've got a bit of an admission to make. When I was drawing up a wish list of things Pete could please buy with Gene's credit card,
yeah,
I was like, I like the idea of a little macro keyboard because, you know, I love desk gadgets, things that light up, that I can attach to my computer.
PC nerd, RGB, cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was like, it'd be cool to have like a mechanical keyboard that I can just use for like Spotify or iTunes, whatever, just to skip things.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a novel little idea. And I saw a picture of this. I was like, that one, please. And you did it, which is amazing. Although you didn't buy the proper one, you bought the...
Money is everything.
Okay, fair enough. And it wasn't until we then started digging into what's actually arrived that I realized that maybe I've overlooked what this thing is.
You're referring to the tutorials that are in abundance and some of the reviews even on YouTube.
Yes, so specifically because it has those super rapid triggers on it, the mechanical Hall effect switches.
Yeah.
It is used by a very specific niche of gamers for like gravity and rhythm games. Gravity Dash.
Yeah.
Osu's another one. So these kind of like really super fast rhythm games where you've got to like react in splits of a second.
Yeah.
And that's why they like that 8,000 hertz switch.
Nerdiness. Yeah.
You can program the sensitivity of the switch to
so
the finest degree.
Where you're going with the type of person that this is aimed for and the people that really love it with the jam jar glasses, I just want to put into context, I was thinking back a track, pause and play, skip track forward and volume control.
You know, that's what I kind of saw too. I was like, oh, that'd be cool. And because it's got these nice switches, it'd be really nice to play with. And let's be fair, they are really nice.
Oh, God. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to AJSMR. What I want to do now
is
line up three fingers. I want to hear how quickly rapid testing. Yeah, your finger movement is terrible.
Oh, it's not quick enough.
No, I thought you'd be faster with the fingers.
I mean, I'm better at a side-to-side action than an up-and-down action.
Okay, think about trying to get a genie out of a bottle. Go. That's good.
Yeah. I mean, I have to concentrate. I have to close my eyes and grip my teeth.
Yeah, that's why you'd be no good on any of those games, by the way. I've seen the dexterity there.
Honestly, it's incredible. Watching some of the videos before doing this, I was like, oh my God, these people are like, they're like wizards.
And it's a strange game. It's a bit like Guitar Heroes as well.
Rhythm games. Yeah, rhythm games.
They're the people that are really embracing these.
The, what's the original ones called? Is it Hootie? Ooh-you?
Woo-you? Woo-hoo.
Whatever it's called.
Yeah.
They are really ridiculously expensive as well.
Yeah.
Like super expensive. This, what did you say we found it for?
So you're looking, over the last month, they've been kind of going dependent on demand.
But yeah.
Around about the £40 RRP, we've linked below the best price that we've sourced on Amazon currently.
Yeah. Honestly, that's less than half of what the kind of well-known brand costs.
And if you think, oh, well, it's a clone, it can't be that good. Let me tell you, take these apart, they're identical.
Probably made in the same factory. Well, I'm not going to... No.
It's
China does what it does best.
It's an identical device.
Yeah,
and the quality of the switches are identical.
I cannot overstate how satisfying those switches are and how nice and responsive they are. If you really want to dig into the menu, you can program the sensitivity, the dead zone. So that is how long it takes for them to actuate. And you can get right into like the nth degree on them. But that's not what we want it for. We want it for a cool little macro keyboard.
And macro keyboard is applicable to anybody. So you're sat at your PC and you want quick commands. Let's say you're on social media and you're always using the same 10, 15 hashtags.
Mm-hmm.
Bang, quick command, just paste them in.
Yep.
You're on Photoshop and you always photo filter everything in exactly the same way. You know, you use this much saturation and this much light and this much vignette. Save that, bang, hit one button, apply.
I tell you what you could do. For me, I'm doing a lot of video editing in Premiere Pro, and on my, I use the keyboard shortcuts for everything. I use
slice, ripple, delete.
Yeah, I've set up like slice is D, ripple left is Q, and ripple right is W. So I could just have it on these ones here and just literally have my hand on it the whole time.
And you'd be like one of those shorts wizards.
Yes.
Slapping together shorts in like a rapid speed.
Wow.
And then putting the yellow or green text up on screen. Bang, look at me.
Maybe we could start making videos.
Yeah, we should.
Wow, hang on, that's an idea. So that's the kind of thing we would use it for. Yes, you can use it for that niche part of gaming and take full advantage of those rapid Hall effect triggers. Cool. Or you could just have a cool little macro keyboard that you have set up on your desk, either for your iTunes or, like you say, for productivity, if you're, you know, in the productivity world of some kind.
Yeah, I always think beginner use.
Yeah.
How do I keep the information simple for anyone? So that there's a simple functionality. If you're watching this video, you've obviously considered the need, or you just like cool stuff.
Yeah.
The cable is in the box. The manual is in the box. It's a step-by-step. It's very simple. When you're looking at programming, again, step-by-step, online, there's a very whole simple website, there's blogs, and there's a community about guidance for this. So everything you need is there, which makes it a complete package. There's nothing worse than buying a product and then finding there's no customer support for how-tos.
And this is a really shameful admission for someone that's running a tech show, I just liked the look of it. And I was like, that looks cool. I kind of like that.
Sometimes I think that's okay.
Okay, that's all right. I have to feel better about it now.
Yeah.
I like the look of it. For Windows, it comes with a downloadable bit of software, so you can do all the macro programming in that as well. So really simple for everyone.
If you fancy a little gadget for your PC, make your desktop look cool.
Cool.
This is the QWQ.
I am excited about the next one that you've got. Like, yeah. Proper excited.
Yeah, I've been playing with myself privately.
Right.
For at least a solid week, and I've only just got started.
And what's nice now is that I get to show everyone how I play with myself.
Yeah, and you can just try and keep it in focus for everyone.
Okay.
You know, sometimes it's easy when you are playing just to be self-absorbed.
Yeah, especially when it's quite small in your hand as well.
But yeah, you know, just remember, people are watching.
Oh, man, that might put me off a bit, actually.
This is the AmberNeck Portable Powerhouse.
Oh.
Yeah. Game everywhere, in front of everyone with AmberNeck.
Okay, so what is the specific model of this, and what are all the stats and the goodies?
Let me tell you all about it while you show it off in its beautiful form factor to the camera below. This is the RG353M. This overhauled model, released in early 2023, will have gamers drooling. It has Hall-sensored analog sticks. Now, for any gamer, you know that's a must. We'll talk some more about that in just a moment. It's got a 3.5-inch display, full viewing angle. The resolution is 640 by 480, and it's got multi-touch. The body is CNC'd. It's an aluminium alloy, and it's available in this blue and also a purple color grade. The CPU is Rockchip, the RK3566. You've got to be an AmberNeck nerd to want to know about that, but I'll tell you anyway. It's a quad-core 64-bit with 2 gigabytes of RAM. The memory is Android 32 gigabyte high speed. And as for external memory, it's got SD card slots for storing your games. There's also dual speakers, a 3,500 milliamp hour battery. That's going to give you 7 hours of gaming. The notable best features are the mini HDMI, the Hall sensors, the built-in Bluetooth for running your controller or headset. And if you've got games on other consoles, then this is perfect for you because you can store games galore. What else is there to tell you about? Well, I guess in brief, you're looking at about £146 for the AmberNeck, but we've dropped the best price we found online in a convenient link below the video.
This is a thing of absolute beauty. give you a really quick overview. It is a portable emulation device, and all that means is that it pretends to be consoles of old.
Which is amazing.
So you've got games from the PlayStation 1 era,
yeah.
N64, Dreamcast, SNES, all the rest of it. I mean, if you're on this video, you probably know what the Amanek does, but for those who don't, that is essentially it.
I think people of our age appreciate them more than any other generation. What are we? Are we X or are we boomers or what?
Definitely not boomers, because that's like the 60s.
They're not cool at all, are they?
No, that's old people.
Well, we're one of the cool ones. Basically, we grew up with the generation that invented this stuff.
We invented this stuff.
We had Game Boys and things.
We did have Game
Boys. We had the Sega Mega Drive. And
handheld gaming is making an absolute storming comeback the past couple of years. Since the Nintendo Switch came about, and then the Steam Deck after that, handheld gaming is everything. And there's a real lust for some of those older games. And Amberneck have really cornered that market with handheld emulation. This in particular, the RG353M, is a thing of beauty. Those Hall Effect sticks, gorgeous.
Hall Effect, do you want to nerd out? Because I know you're big into your gaming stuff.
Okay, Hall Effect.
What is Hall Effect all about? Because I know that when I said it's got Hall Effect, you got excited.
I actually didn't believe you at first. I was like, I don't know why it does.
The only bit that made any sense to me was I've got a PlayStation 5.
Yep.
And when I leave my controller on like a first-person shooter, mm-hmm. my character starts running to the left.
Without you touching the sticks?
Doing nothing.
Okay, so that's called stick drift, and that occurs with pretty much all the standard analog sticks over time because they work off a friction model. So literally, the top of the stick rubs against a sensor, and over time, that rubbing wears out and will cause it to do like fake inputs. It's called stick drift.
Right.
Your character may spin around, you may just run forward without anything. Hall effect sensors work off magnets, so the top of the stick doesn't touch the sensor at all, it's just a magnet. So technically, it's impossible for them to ever get stick drift through wearing out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Over like 20, 30 years they may, because magnets do kind of fail eventually, but in the life of your device, which is probably going to be 7 to 10 years, it won't drift.
So these magnet Joy-Cons,
yeah.
right, you only see on the more high-end handheld controllers.
They only come in like pro controllers, replacements for the Joy-Cons. You don't even see them being produced by the manufacturers of like Sony, Microsoft, Nintendo don't even make them. They are expensive units that come in expensive controllers. So the fact that this relatively cheap computer has them built in as standard is pretty amazing.
Now, I know you've got a massive gaming collection.
Yes.
We went through your PlayStation 1 collection and we were playing Wipeout.
Yes.
Then I saw on here you have Wipeout installed.
Oh, yeah.
Which made me go, not only is this a nostalgia kick, but it reminded me I am champion.
What, and, champion at Wipeout?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, okay. And I just sat there for a moment going, you are a winner.
Yes.
Oh, yes, you are.
Yeah. There is some technicalities about installing ROMs and there's some legal stuff with it, but I'll leave that for you to find out what you can and can't do. That's not for us to tell you what you should and shouldn't do.
As it comes, it is preloaded with a load of games.
Yes.
Technicality-wise that we're skimming over is the games that you have on an emulator, you must own the originals of.
You must own the originals of, and technically you should be installing it yourself as well.
Okay.
But
that's enough on... Yeah. The deep dive part yeah. of it. The fact is, these things are.
Yeah.
And with the HDMI part, I can also handheld to a screen.
That's really cool.
It's amazing.
So you can hook that up to your TV.
Basically, what is comparatively a budget device.
Yeah.
I can go through my whole PlayStation 1 back catalog.
Yeah.
I say PlayStation 1, that's the bit that excites me. For the next person, it's going to be...
N64.
Yeah.
Huge. Dreamcast. I mean, some amazing games. And then, of course, you've got stuff of old. You've got the Game Boy games, the Game Gear. You've got the SNES. There's, like, just a huge library of retro games on there. And because those old games are really small in their size, they'll all install onto those micro SD cards that are on there.
Which is exceptional.
There's a really cool thing as well. If you... Say you have this and you install some ROMs and you've got it set up how you like it... You then decide you want a different amber neck. Maybe next year they come out with a better version. You can hot swap the micro SD cards.
And just move the operating system across.
Over. That's really cool.
Amber neck have nailed it. Now, the earlier ones that I really liked before this, which I got just as excitable about, was that Game Boy looking controller.
Yep.
That had all of my Game Boy classics on it.
I think that's Tetris. The 35X, I think that might be called.
Yeah. The fact that you can just take that. So if you've already bought one in the ecosystem, you can just upgrade it across to this. Yep. And then you've got that different format for playing. I really like that. This is more of a sort of PSP type of feel.
Yeah, that's fair. It's fair. It's tiny, small. I mean, I've got really small hands and, you know, it fits within it. So it's a tiny screen, but it looks really nice.
Oh, you've just left it playing the demo part of the game.
I have, cool. I did try to actually play the game upside down. I did want to play with myself in front of them, but as you pointed out, it's actually quite hard to play with yourself while people are watching.
Yeah, well, certainly to come to any kind of happy ending.
Yeah, I was just mainly just smashing around in the dark. I couldn't really figure out what was going on, just bouncing off the side of stuff.
Awkward.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was awkward embarrassing for everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I failed, and it gave me game over screen.
Look, I've really enjoyed playing and living with the Amber Neck. There's loads of different devices available. If it's something that people are interested in, then obviously they can drop down in the comments if they're watching on YouTube.
Yeah.
I'd be more than happy to take a deeper dive.
And play with yourself in front of them again?
Yeah. Oh. Next up, AJ, I'm all about connectivity.
Oh.
That's right. I'm the modern man.
Are you?
This is the Timebox by Devoom.
Devoom.
AJ, I love a little gadget.
Okay, is that why I'm here?
I mean, you're pocket friendly, pocket sized, but this is greater than you. Let me explain why, because you're probably going, nice Bluetooth speaker with a screen on, Pete, but oh, wait. Have a little fidget down there and I'll tell you all about this latest device from Devoom, the Timebox Evo. This gadget helps you wake up to what you love. That's what they say. The Evo is feature rich. It is a Bluetooth speaker. It features a 16x16 LED panel across the front, and you can create your own pixel art. You can use drawings, drawing tools. You can custom edit your text, so you can have a scrolling text display across the screen, or you can convert a photo into pixels, like a GIF file or an MP4. It's got a built-in smart alarm clock. It's got sleeping aids such as calming sounds and light. The Bluetooth speaker is 6 watts and it gives pretty much the best quality audio I've heard from a Bluetooth speaker of this size. It's got a built-in battery, which means that you're going to be able to take this with you on the go, banging out some sounds like you're down with the kids. And to get the most out of the Evo, you're going to need to download the Devoom app, which is going to give you the full functionality to take over all of the controls. The recommended retail price for this device is £72, but I found it cheaper online and I'm going to hook you up with the best deal with what I'm calling Pete's affiliate link that makes it rain for him.
That's not that catchy. But maybe we could work on the title.
Oh, you know? I get a few pence for every sale. So
and, you know, it'd be nice if it makes it rain for AJ too.
Like you say, we can work on that.
So I did download the Devoom app and I did set up a cool little pixel art YouTube thing.
Yeah, I saw you had done that.
Yes.
It looked cool.
Yeah, I'm going to adorn it to the background just to remind people to subscribe. Or you could have
the lucky cat, the kind of Chinese lucky cat waves. That was also quite cool.
Quite an option, yeah. But its main thing.
Oh, the speaker. Nice.
Just plays nice, some chilled lo-fi beats because we're middle-aged and everything else is too exciting.
You've been over at EDC Beats on...
on InGaf Beats on YouTube.
InGaf Beats on YouTube.
Yes, that's right.
I see what you've done there.
Yeah,
this is always playing in the studio. That's how I recognise
it. Just constantly playing.
Just chilled out.
It is a lot of Bluetooth speakers. I don't know if it's just me, but I always have issues like connecting and stay connecting to them. Am I the only one that has that problem?
Are you walking further than 10 meters away?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. Bluetooth, you know, if you've got a device like this, you're not tied to the wall.
Yeah.
So you can walk out, let's say summer's day. Let me build the scene here. Okay, summer's day. Nice. I want to chill in the garden. Barbecue time. Take the Bluetooth speaker. Tunes on the dunes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay, now you're loving life.
Yeah.
Right? Its own battery is going to support its playing. Your phone's in your pocket. You're winning. But if you walk off, then you've got the speaker's going to cut out.
Yeah, I just have consistent problems with connecting, staying connected, moreover, reconnecting once it's disconnected. And I've not ever had that problem with the Davoom one. We've had it here for a few weeks. I've been using it, playing music here. And every time it connects first time. So its Bluetooth connectivity is solidly good.
Yeah.
That's the kind of point I was trying to get to. It's fun. You can set all sorts of kind of graphics to it. I love a pixel art kind of look to stuff. It excites the nerd in me.
Considering, first off, they kind of pitch it as the bedside alarm clock model. So you can set it, pair it with your phone, set it all up to wake you up with some illumination, which is pretty cool, you know, especially if you've got, oh, hello, tunes.
Sorry,
so if you're sat in the bedroom and you've got those blackout blinds, then the illumination is a nice little feature. So wake up gently, put on your favourite tunes. I like what they've done there. But, oh, hello. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. All these designs. Do I want to wake up to that? No, not really. Would I want that at my 9 p.m. cocktail party? Maybe. Valentine's Day? How about this one?
I've just set it to a mode where it just scrolls through loads of default ones.
Yeah, so which brings me on to like the app. So functionality-wise, it's a bedside clock as they've kind of pitched it. I think it's way more than that. It's just the coolest Bluetooth speaker that you can have.
Yeah, I would happily have it in my office. I think it's quite cool like that.
So it's going to suit a range of functionality, right? The app is what brings it to life.
Totally.
So when you can start customizing and putting your own message on it, like you might want to put AJ is a cock and have that scrolling.
It's not very... Okay.
Yeah, so it just scrolls up.
So it scrolls.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, it feels like it's kind of targeted.
Okay. You can come up with something else, like free Pete's credit card. And yes, you could leave that on Gene's desk. Right. And like those little messages, they're just subtle. They're just fun.
Straight to the point. I hate Pete.
Yeah,
just subtle little fun.
Hate's never that fun, no. No.
Did I say hate?
Mm.
Oh, yeah. I put a heart behind it, though.
Oh, yeah, forgivable.
Yeah, so you're banter. Not sure. You're like,
mad bands.
Mad bands. Yeah. Pete's a prick. Mad bands.
Ooh. Laughing emoji.
Lol.
Yeah. Oh, softens.
Gets you out of jail, that one.
Yeah, so as Bluetooth speakers go, it's throwing loads of our little features in there. The wake-up light, I think it's quite cool. You can have it as just a soft illumination.
Yeah.
I don't see it personally as an alarm clock. I wouldn't use it in that format. No. But I really would use it as just a on-the-go Bluetooth speaker that's attractive.
And once you're connected to Bluetooth, it does mean that the hardware controls, like most good Bluetooth devices, the hardware controls will now control the thing you're connected to. So when I press play on here, it should start pressing play on the music. There you go.
Yeah, which is nice.
And then obviously the volume as well. It'll control the volume on the main device.
And as with all devices, the more feature that you have on the controlling device, so let's say you've got an Amazon Prime Music account or you've got an Apple Music or whatever else, the more features you've got, the more you can dive into this. So you can kind of go through then a whole playlist that you've got set up on your device. And that is where it really comes into its own.
Yeah, it's cool. Yes, it's for the geek, but it's also for the older geek as well. Just if you want something that looks cool, but also has major functionality, it's a great speaker. It's a cool looking clock.
And that about wraps that up.
Oh, right.
This will probably go down as the most expensive fidget we've ever covered.
We'll ever cover.
Asia Pacific Kinetics fidgets. These are absolute beasts. You will never find anything quite like it. Now,
big.
Let me break down why. This is the first up, the Collision Mini model. It's available as a limited edition in a three-color alloy material called Mocume. It's a bonded copper, silver, gold alloy. It uses the R188 bearing. It's a pocket-sized fidget, but it's for those high-end techies. This is the executive's desk toy to lust after. The particular one that AJ is playing with is £255, and it comes shipped with a metal card for authenticity and a material pouch. Also, behind, we have the Horizon model. It's made from stainless steel, also uses the R188 bearing. Again, it's a limited edition. These are weighty fidgets, and with that R188 bearing, it will spin for what seems like a lifetime. This particular model is priced at £150. So we've got £255 and £150. This is the Asia Pacific EDC Kinetics.
Okay, let me just say, this might be the most beautiful, pointless gadget we have ever had.
Okay, you know, like those Newton cradles
for
flashy film sets. You're walking in, and it's the CEO of a big company, and he has that little Newton's cradle. Yeah, it's that. It's an executive gadget. We've gone from, this is something for kids with ADHD. This is, you just quit smoking, you need a little fidget, something to do with your hands to busy yourself.
No, this is way beyond that.
We have gone to what is the high end of fidgets.
The R118 bearings, is what that is?
The R188.
They are absolutely gorgeous. There is such little resistance that it doesn't even feel like it's real. Does that make sense?
I had to check. It's not 118. Yeah, it's the R188. So what you're getting there is like the pure high end of bearings with the pure high end of machinery. And every part of that finish lets you know it's luxury, from the weight all the way down to the smooth to touch.
They also came with a little gift for me and you.
His
pouches.
You for the are fun, far for more fun. Excited than I am.
Well,
about
no,
this.
I thought for the future thumbnails we could both
place within.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? We could both pose with these. You might have to stuff it up a little bit, but like you could. Get it all in there.
Yeah, I'm not as excited about that, but I mean, it is branded, which is nice. Yeah, look, as an everyday carry, you're just going to drop that into a coin pocket. But yeah, it's super impressive for the fact that it just spins and spins and spins.
Individually numbered and signed metal authenticity cards. It's little touches like that when you have very expensive items that make you feel like you're buying something very special.
Yeah, you did a short on these on this YouTube channel. Yep. So if you're listening on Spotify, then you'll have to switch over to YouTube to see it. But they literally go on and on forever. Like I say, it's the fancy bearing all the way through to the high polished finish to the weight of these.
I'm sure when we first got them, I did the shorts on them. I timed it like 5 minutes from one hit until it stopped.
Yeah, insane.
Like I say, you know how sometimes when you're playing with magnets, it doesn't feel natural, like the movement. These bearings have that quality to them. Like it just doesn't feel real how smooth they glide. Like some kind of witchcraft's at play.
I'm sat holding it, just thinking, well, you know, eventually that will stop.
I want to give a shout out. I really prefer this version. Is it the Collision? Is this one?
Yeah, the fancy alloy.
The Mocume. Mocume is something that we see in different manufacturing, especially from Japanese culture, but it's it's metal with a wood grain effect. So you have this alloy of three metals that are folded together to give a wood grain look to it.
Yeah, crazy.
It's beautiful for that. It really is beautiful.
I'm going to swap over.
Now, of course, these aren't for everyone. Like you say, that
The price, number one, is going to be a hurdle.
The Collision, what was it, £250 or something?
Yeah, it's the type of thing that you're going to lust after, and maybe one day you'll pick one up. But if you go on to the Asia Pacific EDC carry website, you'll see that they've got some that a lot of them, because they're limited edition, are sold out.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can't get, I think this one is no longer even stocked.
No, it's not. No.
Right. But they do have some for under £100.
Yeah.
So, but they're all very high-end fidgets. These aren't your sort of Amazon £6.
No, these are for collectors of everyday carries. This is for our like hyper fan of this channel, someone who's into all gadgets, and I'm kind of a collector of all gadgets, or specifically I like pocket gadgets or metal gadgets. This is for you. They're incredibly hard to get hold of, which means they're really sought after. They're very exclusive, individually numbered. Yes, they're very expensive. And no, you're not going to keep it in your pocket. You're going to keep it on a shelf, on a little display stand.
Yeah.
And occasionally you're going to make sure the bearings are still loose enough to work.
Well, I found myself just leaving it on the desk and playing with it every time I'm on the phone.
As told by, it comes with a polishing cloth.
Yeah, I mean, they recognise the type of use this is going to get. Every time you play with it, you're going to clean it up after.
Some stickers and...
oh, the replacement bearing.
A replacement bearing.
I don't know that you can even show that off in its glory to the camera. It's it's small, shiny, luxurious looking, but ultimately it is just a bearing.
Yeah, yeah, it's just a bearing. I mean, these things in and of themselves aren't interesting. It's the actual, the finished product.
It's such a shame you can't hear anything.
Well, that's why it's so good. It's frictionless. And it's the friction that you hear when you have cheap fidgets and cheap spinners. I can only hear it when I bounce it off the microphone.
There you go. Just so you know, it's moving.
It is moving. It's incredible. Beautiful things. The other thing that you cannot portray on podcast or on video is the weight.
Yeah.
They're solid, aren't they?
Yeah, it's substantial. You know when you've got it in your pocket, because it's so expensive, unfortunately, you don't want to keep it out of the pouch because you don't want to mark it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's best enjoyed.
Yeah,
it's at a price point that it's quite hard to justify leaving it out of the pouch and fully getting that satisfaction from it. But yeah, I really love it. It's something I can't put down. Every time I'm on the phone, it's my go-to.
Yeah.
Almost like it's helped me think.
Well, you know, it's one thing it's helping you do. It's not walking. You used to be a phone walker.
Yeah.
So you'd be on the phone to someone and you'd end up walking. By the time phone call finished, you're like half a mile away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's Pete gone? He's on the phone.
Worn the carpets out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very true.
It helps you stop doing that kind of nervous fidgeting that we all do in one way or another. This is a really kind of executive and expensive way of satisfying that. And my God, it's beautiful, especially that one you've got there. I love that wood grain look.
I feel like you've hinted enough.
I really like this one you have there. I really like.
It's fine. I'll
Oh, wait, is this the expensive one?
It's like £100 more.
I really like this one.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I can use this one.
You just have the cheap one.
But I can see why, as kind of fidgets for adults, why they kind of fill a gap. Like, if you have just stopped smoking, and you've spoken about this with previous fidgets, the fact that they busy your hand.
They distract you, don't they?
Yeah, they distract you, move on past that moment.
Yep.
Like I say, I stand around on the phone playing around with it, and you forget you're still fidgeting.
There's a really interesting point. As an ex-smoker, the going through quitting smoking process, fidgets would have really helped. But even now, coming up to 10 years on, I still have the occasional moment. It may be I'm watching a film or TV show and someone's smoking in it. And I'm like, oh, there's some weird part of your brain that's still triggered.
Yeah.
Just how strong that habit is to get rid of. So having things to distract you really helps.
Yeah.
And, I think this falls into that category really well. Yeah, it's probably quite an expensive way of doing that.
But. Yeah, I don't know that I'll be seeing anything else from Asia Pacific anytime soon, but let's hope so. This is from their Kinetics. And if you like this, you know, let me know. And maybe let them know.
Let them know that you saw it here.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll send us more.
Maybe they'll send them to us, the whole range. Because I quite like it.
Thousands of pounds worth of fidgets.
Yeah.
All right, it's the time now for you to get your Kickstarter geek on. I know you've been waiting a whole show, almost an hour in now, going, when can I talk about Kickstarter?
Yeah.
Now you can.
Right. This is a brand new device where I've tapped into a new addiction, which is Kickstarter. This is the Izzyrec Plaid. Now, AJ, we are talking AI, but we're also talking a new addiction for me to get my latest fix on tech. Let me show you what I've seen and tell you all about it. This is Plaid. It's a ChatGPT AI tech. It's a tiny MagSafe wallet-sized device to record, transcribe, and summarize everything that you come across, whether it's in a classroom, a presentation, a meeting, or a phone call. One press and it starts to record the full conversation. It's taking notes from your meeting in person or on the phone. It will speed up your response to a meeting, let's say, by giving you bullet points in what they call mind map. It does like a bullet point feature list of a full meeting to highlight an overview. It takes full notes. It takes a voice memo. It can transcribe whatever it is, whether it's a phone call conversation or a full business meeting. Now, with that recording, it will process and complete within minutes. This 3 millimeter thick device can simply MagSafe onto the back of your phone. Don't have a phone with MagSafe? That's fine. It also comes with a MagSafe adapter that you can stick onto the back of your preferred device. It will record for 30 continuous hours and has 64 gigabytes of storage. Now, I've seen this on Kickstarter once it's passed its goal. It's currently at $1.1 million worth of backers. And I've just jumped in. Unfortunately, I missed the cheaper deals, but for $99, I will be getting mine. And in the future, they're going to be $159. So I feel like a winner. I've dived in with the latest tech.
Okay.
And that is how current I am now with my gadgets.
I was ready for this section, this new section of the show where you look at Kickstarters to absolutely rip you and take the mick of you finding useless nonsense that people are going to waste money on.
Which is what you told me when I was searching.
Yeah. But, and yet this is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're probably going, oh, I don't need that. I've got voice memo. Really? Really? You go into a meeting, you hit your voice memo on your iOS system, whatever it is on Android, right? And you record the whole meeting. Yeah, cool. Good luck.
I think for me...
You've still got to write it all up. That's just like dictation and passing it on to a PA.
Annoying. For me, my personal pet hate is, for firstly, taking important phone calls. Can I just talk to you face-to-face? On the phone, something about how my brain works. I'm not quite taking it all in because I can't see you. And now I'm trying to write stuff down. This can record my phone call, transcribe it. It can give me the full transcription if I want, or it can give me the bullet points or a summary and overview. I can ask it to go, can you just summarize this for me? And it's like, oh, okay, your boss said X, Y, Z. Okay, what do I need to do? A, B, C. Brilliant.
You've got it.
I mean, that...
And
it's the future.
And you're getting it cheaper than the full price when it hits the market. So the beauty of Kickstarter, I'm in.
Yeah. I mean, I said at the start of the podcast, Kickstarter can be hit and miss. And sure, I've seen some things that have flopped. But I've also seen some absolute gems on there. And I think this falls into that latter category.
Yeah. So it's using ChatGPT
by the sounds of it,
AI to take that voice recording, which it also has... I mean, from the video, it goes more in depth. It also has some cleaning to background noise, just to highlight on the chat. It takes that, it transcribes the full range of everything that was said, the spoken word, into text format. So your telephone call, your class tutorial on something, your business meeting, whatever it might
be. That's another big one.
Is abbreviated right down.
And I think back to being a student and sitting through really long lectures, especially like university stuff. I found it so boring. Now I can do the full Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
I can do the glasses with the eyes.
Yeah.
I can sleep and record it. And then at the end, I can say, can you just summarize what she was banging on about?
Yeah.
And it does it.
And literally,
and
if you were accused of sleeping.
Yeah, no, I've got my notes.
Just bear with me a moment. I'll be with you. Processing, complete, bullet points, understood.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was totally present for the whole thing.
Yes.
Especially liked the bit where you were talking about this.
Giraffes. It's misheard.
Yeah.
Oh, right. It was you didn't realize, but you were playing a video in your pocket.
Yeah.
One of those videos you shouldn't be watching.
Oh, no.
And it summarized, how are you going to pay for this taxi?
Oh, dear.
I especially like the bit where you found a creative way to pay for the taxi ride that you couldn't afford.
Oh. Or it was someone else near you that was listening to this documentary about taxis, whether they were or weren't registered, and whether people had or hadn't got their wallet with them.
Oh my God.
It's very...
That's how you end up in trouble.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's pitfalls to everything, you know, and this is one of the potentials. You know, you could be recording a telephone meeting and all of a sudden it goes off topic. You start talking about other things. That's going to be in the notes.
Yeah. But in of itself, an incredible gadget. I'm looking forward to you getting hands-on on it.
Yeah. So for my functionality, for how it's going to fit with Pete's life, I like to talk about the latest gadgets that come to the market. I like to overview that before we sit down with some of the highlights. So if I'm playing with a controller, if I'm playing with a 3D printer, I can take notes.
Yeah, good point.
I can just speak to the device, yep. Record my notes, and then I can overview those with later on sitting down and going, oh yeah, remember it was this, this, and this.
When 3D printing made me think about it, when there's a device that we're not like clued up on and we have to bring someone in to kind of tell us how to work it. Like,
yep.
We did with the 3D printer. Scott, who's like really into 3D printing, we could have asked him all the things, tell me all about it, pros and cons, how it was to build. He could then just talk to us, we record that, and then I go, summarize for me.
Yeah.
Bloop, and it's done it.
Now you've got to just add to the convenience of functionality, how you're going to use this. Well, you've got to have it with you. It's 3 millimeters thick.
Mm.
It can MagSafe to an iOS device. So any iPhone,
yep.
It will just clip to the back of. If you've got an Android that doesn't have that MagSafe, it's got a little sticker that's going to be included into the pack that will glue onto the back of your phone. So peel it back, stick it on, bang. Now you can put your device with you. Wherever your phone is, you're always going to have it. I really like that, which means it will be an everyday carry.
Ooh.
Now, if you want to see more about it when I get hands-on, there's the comment section below. You can drop down there and go, Pete, show us what you got. Pete.
I don't know if that's...
Deep dive me.
Expose it to me.
Yeah, that sort of thing. That's what the comments are for.
It is, yeah. Mainly what they are, smut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've shown you a little bit, but that's only what I've seen when I became an investor in this company.
You're an investor in the company.
Yeah, I'm
now.
An investor in
tech.
I don't
know if that's strictly true.
Well,
you bought one.
I'm going to cut you off at that point.
Beautiful. And again, okay, second show in a row, top five gadgets is now officially 5 gadgets per show.
Yeah, the more I become Mr. Industry,
yeah.
You know, now I'm investing in companies, that sort of thing. I'm going to try and stay on my stride.
Wow, okay.
With 5. Top 5, 5 every time, 5 a week, give me every week. Feed me.
Okay.
Maybe.
Feed you, you know, 40p for as, a week.
For as long as I can, anyway.
If you've got to the deep end of the show with us, hi, thanks for being here. Please do rate the show. It means a lot to us. If you're on Spotify, 5 stars, obviously, anywhere else, whatever the maximum option is the only option you can pick for the show.
Yeah, if you're thinking 1 star, get in the sea.
Just don't bother. I don't know why you listen to the end.
Just consider, yeah, you're at this point in the video and you're thinking of less than 5 stars.
Why are you here?
Yeah.
And of course, we know that 90% of our audience are on the toilet. So now you've finished what it is you've got to do, make sure that you wipe, wash, and then rate the show.
Yeah.
In that order.
That's the right thing to do.
Not the other order.
No.
Because that would end up with a dirty screen.
Oh, yeah. No, that's never good.
Yeah. So I guess that's it, really.
Yeah.
Links will be below where they're available. So click on them. That will help it rain for Pete.
Yeah. Big bucks we're bringing in now.
And I guess until the next time.
Yeah, we'll see you next time. Bye, everyone.